Visiting today with General Manager of the World Dairy Expo, Scott Bentley. And Scott, it's the 50th anniversary here this year. How are you guys celebrating?
Well, we're celebrating in a number of ways, but really we're trying to keep the focus on our attendees. We have special events planned every day, morning, noon, and evening, to enhance the attendee experience. We've got several items on display throughout the week, in our historical display, the open house, as well as special closing ceremonies on Saturday evening.
And it seems like lots of folks come to this thing. How many folks do you expect to have through once this thing's all said and done?
We'll have 75,000 or thereabouts at the end of the 5-day show. So that's it's going to be a fantastic week for not only the dairy industry and agriculture, but globally and across the U.S. as well.
Looking at the farm economy, it seems like sentiment throughout, whether you're not looking at dairy or whatever commodity you're talking about, what's the sentiment outside today?
Well, certainly we're all aware of the realities. We've had plenty of rain in the upper Midwest. That's been a challenge in recent weeks. We know that globally and across the U.S. that milk prices the last couple of years have been modest, perhaps at best. There are some favorable signs in terms of milk prices moving forward. And certainly there's crop out in the field if we can get it harvested.
And the World Dairy Expo obviously hosts many different countries. What are some of those countries here?
Well, the largest markets, or should I say countries that attend World Dairy Expo, traditionally have always been Mexico and Canada. We certainly value our neighbors to the north and south. In the last several years, we've seen a huge increase in the number of folks from China. So China is actually now, I think, the number three country in terms of attendees registered for World Dairy Expo. And, of course, our Latin and South America friends, as well as the many countries across Europe, have been the backbone historically of World Dairy Expo, and now we're starting to see expansion in the Far East countries.
And you talk about China. Is there any particular reason why that is?
Well, we're talking about China, just explosive growth in population, their growth in the demand for protein. That started to slow down now in the last year or two, but then you've got the Pakistans and the other Stan countries that are picking up some of the slack in the Far East.
You guys seem to always have promotion with youth and getting youth involved. Tell me why that's important.
Well, youth is our future, regardless of whether you're talking dairy and agriculture or just in any profession. Youth is our future. That's where the energy is. That's where some of the innovation comes from, and we see that. We have a text-in feature that we are unveiling here at the 2016 World Dairy Expo. We expect the vast majority to be youth. We have contests, we have conferences, we have youth-focused and oriented events every day throughout the week of World Dairy Expo.
Last question, what's your favorite part of the expo?
Well, for me, it's renewing old friendships with good and old friends and just also seeing the passion and the enjoyment that folks have when they hit the grounds.
Scott Bentley is World Dairy Expo General Manager. Thanks for joining me.
My pleasure, and come on out to the show.